As we've heard, an anonymous phone call to the Turkish wire service claimed the bombings were a collaborative effort of Al-Qaeda and the Islamic Front of the Raiders of the Great Orient. That's the group that claimed it bombed two Istanbul synagogues on Saturday. It's known by its Turkish initials as IBDAC. Jessica Stern studies terrorism at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. And Jessica Stern, do the bombings in Turkey over the past few days in any way change your sense of what's going on in that part of the world?
Well, I think it's clear that the Al-Qaeda movement is increasingly relying on local individuals and local organizations that have regional agendas but are willing to promote the Al-Qaeda movement's aims at the same time.
Truck bombs, even big ones, are a lot simpler to organize than flying airliners into skyscrapers. Do bombings like these that we've witnessed in Turkey over the past few days require Al-Qaeda in any way? Is this necessarily part of any global terror network?
I don't think it necessarily requires Al-Qaeda, the Al-Qaeda organization. It could be member organizations of the International Islamic Front, for example, which includes some organizations that are fairly sophisticated.
I want you to sort out some of these nouns we're using here. Organization, network, movement. I understand movement or sentiment as being something less well-formed, no flowchart for it, but organization, network begins to suggest precisely that.
Yes, that's right. And I think that what we're seeing is that what began as a network of organizations is evolving into a movement that represents certain values and missions, quite vague ones. Fighting the New World Order is the mission of the Al-Qaeda movement, not only the U.S. and the West, but also the so-called instruments of American hegemony. The United Nations, the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, and so on. It also involves fighting what are seen as illegitimate rulers in the Islamic world.
Can you imagine this movement spreading beyond what we've understood it to be defined by so far at the outside, which is Islam, not obviously representative of Islam, but a strain? Can you imagine this moving beyond that to something more broadly anti-globalizing?
Yes, actually. As the Al-Qaeda movement begins to articulate a mission that is so obviously opposed to globalization and the so-called New World Order, we see that a wide variety of groups are applauding its aims, including, surprisingly, American neo-Nazi identity Christian white supremacist organizations, some organizations that fight globalization internationally, but not from an Islamist perspective. It's also the case that the Al-Qaeda movement is attracting new converts, youth in inner city. It's attracting Muslims who feel they can't find their way in inner cities in Europe, Americans inside prisons. It's become a kind of dystopic ideology that isn't necessarily attractive exclusively to Islamists.
Jessica Stern, lecturer at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government and author of Terror in the Name of God, spoke to us from Boston. Thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you very much.